broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It is the big, massive recap, ladies and gentlemen, news the networks refuse to use in review. We started last Saturday, covered all we covered on Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even the first hour of Friday, but man, I couldn't get the second hour of Friday in. Last hour, so we'll cover it now. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. Beat Bill Clinton to the Supreme Court over the Brady Bill, doing a great job there. And now he's involved in the Freedom Coalition and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Check those out, thefreedomcoalition.com and cspoa.org. We talked about Jeanette Finicum, wife of Lavoie Finicum. Update on their legal battle. Since the government shut down, nothing's happening. What a sad tale to tell. In my opinion, again, we need to close the unconstitutional portions of government forever. But the constitutional portions we need to fund and open immediately. And shame on the congressmen and senators that are not carrying out. We hired them not to shut down government and to get paid while the government shut down. Okay, I'm for the proper role of limited constitutional government. They have every obligation to open that proper role of limited government now. Get it done. Quit playing games. Look at your supreme law of the land. Look at your delegated mandates and get it done. That's what we hired you to do. All right. Anyway, our prayers are with Lavoie Finicum and his family. I know Lavoie's not here. I know it. But we pray for his family and we pray. Some say Lavoie Finicum killed himself. I think he made some very big mistakes personally, and I've said that from the beginning. Taking over the refuge with Ammon, in my opinion, was not a good idea. But I love those brethren, and I don't believe that Lavoie should be dead right now. I really don't. I believe we could have had a more peaceful outcome. We could have worked on our de-escalation tactics. There's a lot we could have done there. We talked about Jeff Flake, former congressman. Thank heavens he's not in government now, but the revolving door continues. Jeff Flake will be interviewing for a role at CBS News Network. So there you go. Norwegian billionaire's wife got abducted, and the kidnappers are demanding $10 million for her life. Very tough situation. Our prayers are that that's resolved peacefully and without the loss of life. I hope the wife gets returned to the husband and families are intact and thugs would stop their abuse. And we pray to God for peace, folks. Wow. We talked about Democrats used Facebook to suppress GOP vote. I think that's true. But I also think both sides of the aisle have manipulated the votes. That's for sure. I think the swamp's against us all, folks. We talked about ex-Fox News gal sues Showtime over the Roger Ailes story. Again, sexcapade scandals are everywhere. It's just a symptom of our immoral society, folks. We need to turn back to fidelity to God. And thou shalt have no sexual relations except for the person that you're married to. One man, one woman relationships, I'll tell you that. Tax refunds, good news, will be issued during shutdown, Trump official promises. I pray that's true. But again, why keep the IRS open? Why give taxpayer their money? Why does Congress get paid checks, but the federal workers are forced to work but don't get paychecks? See, folks, it's all over the map in terms of the abuse. The government shutdowns have been engineered and tailored to maximize the pain to the people and minimize pain to the politicians. It's a tragic scenario. Red Lobster, you know, the wonderful taste in restaurant. Red Lobster caves to left-wing blacklist campaign and pulls their advertisements from the Tucker Carlson show. Did you know that? Wow, that's a sad tale to tell. I think we all ought to go into Red Lobster and say we love eating here and we're going to continue to eat here. But you know what? You pull your ads from Tucker Carlson and we're going to quit eating here, folks. There ought to be somebody who puts together a petition. I'd do it, but there's just too many things for me to do, man. I'm on the air 6 days a week, 12 hours live. It takes at least 12 plus hours to prepare for the show, if not more. I mean, you're talking about 24 hours, not even counting running the radio network, not even counting my day job. I mean, I just can't do it all, folks. Anyway, shame on Red Lobster. Let's build a mending wall. Joseph Farah writes a great piece for WND.com talking about the wall and the necessity. And I think we should declare a national emergency. I don't know why Donald's talking about it, but not doing it. Donald, get off the fence. Get it done, buddy. Mike Braun says, I ran because I'm tired of the Mitt Romney old way of governing. Now, we highlighted this reality check. I don't like the Mitt Romney old style of the swamp, but I don't like the new style of the swamp either. I want to return to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and apply the pure principles that made America great. I don't believe the old guard or the new guard are doing that, personally. Police say that a Chicago woman with a concealed carry permit shoots robber dead. Now, I'm sad the robber's dead. I'm super sad about that. I don't wish for the loss of life for anybody, even robbers. But you know what? You got to stop robbing thugs. You got to stop doing that. And I'm glad this woman had a rob me not. And I'm glad that she was able to defend herself. We have the God-given unalienable right of self-defense, folks. That existed before government. Go ask the founders and look at your Second Amendment for guidance on that reality check, would you please? Anyway, I hope the mainstream press publishes this because good guys with guns stop bad guys all the time. And the mainstream press underreports it big time. And this is a woman, and she's doing a great job, and I commend her. I'm just sad the robber had to decide to rob in the first place, and she had to stop him. I'm so sad about that. Don't rob. I hope we can make sure people know that. Spread that far and wide. This is an example where, you know what, hopefully copycats will decide not to rob. Donald Trump will get the chance to pick the World Bank's chief, the mainstream press claims. What do you think of that, folks? Are you for that? See, I'm not. I don't know why we have a World Bank in the first place. It's unconstitutional. Right? We don't have the authority to be involved in a World Bank. Folks, we've never delegated that responsibility to the president to pick a World Bank leader that has somehow kind of set themselves up as a, quote, controller outside of the United States and money. And there's no authority or business for that at all. In fact, it breaches the sovereignty of nations. It creates a fiat currency fiasco at the global level. It's out of control. I don't want Donald to pick that leader. I want Donald to shut down the World Bank. President Trump, shut down the World Bank. Become a nationalist. Stand for the greatest country on the face of the earth. Abolish the Federal Reserve. And return to honest constitutional currency, would you please? We need the Donald, folks. We need him big time. But I don't know what the heck's up with him. But they say Donald will have a chance to do that. Donald might also get another chance, by the way. It looks like the update is Ruth Bader Ginsburg to miss Supreme Court arguments for the second week in a row. Folks, can we have a Supreme Court justice that's just kind of like not there? At some point, you say, let her retire. Let her go back to her family. Let her take care of her health and dignity. And are we keeping her on the Supreme Court for political reasons so Donald doesn't get another pick? Is that what's going on? If that's true, shame on the Democrats and others, the liberals holding Ruth Bader Ginsburg in a position where we care less about her health than we care about the, quote, political positioning. So Donald might get a Supreme Court pick again. He also might get the World Bank leader pick. And again, I wish Donald would not fill the swamp with a new class of swamp monsters. And it seems like, sadly, that's what he's doing. I don't know if he realizes it or not. He wants to drain the swamp, but every time I turn around, I see another swamp monster getting put in place. Right? This Mr. Barr guy is a perfect example. Turns out the guy's friends with Mueller, of all people. Okay, the guy's a swamp monster of the nth degree. And it's got to stop. And so I want to abolish the Federal Reserve. Shut that down. We don't need a World Bank either. And I want to, put another person on the Supreme Court to replace Ruth. And I want Ruth to be able to retire in dignity. I'm not wishing any ill on Ruth. You know, I think that we need to realize that judges are there upon good behavior, says your supreme law of the land. And they're also not to be forced there if their health is bad and they can't perform their duties, right? But see, who's talking about this stuff but me? Who points to the supreme law of the land like we do, huh? Anyway, that's a recap of the news the networks refused to use broadcast all week long, last Saturday through yesterday. Isn't it amazing how much news we really cover on the broadcast? Think about all the news we've covered, and we still got, you know, the better part of an hour to break down the news today. While most news organizations are taking a break, the USA Today, for example, they don't even have news on Saturday and Sunday, folks. But little Liberty News Radio, I mean, I jokingly call it the Widow's Mite Radio Network because we don't have a penny, right? We don't have anything. We literally cover news 6 days a week, and we break it down and put it in the constitutional context just for you and more. I mean, that's what we do on the radio. We believe we're called by the Almighty to do it, and we're doing the best we can about it. And our goal always is to promote God, family, and country. It is to protect life, liberty, and property. It is to remain true to the principles and the understanding of our founding fathers. It is, we are here to talk about the checks and balances that made America great, folks. We got a lot of news ahead. I'm Sam Bushman. This is LibertyRoundtable.com, live on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman breaking down the news the networks refuse to use like nobody's business. It looks like an agency. Listen to this carefully, because there's a lot to discuss in the mainstream press stories. I mean, it's amazing how many things they just share with you that they don't. It's kind of inadvertent in their sharing, if you will, right? The New York Times and other organizations are reporting this. Agency run by Obama holdovers reportedly paid staff despite not having money during shutdown. Think about that headline for a minute, folks. Let me say it again. Agency ran by Obama holdovers reportedly paid staff despite not having any money during shutdown. They say employees at a federal agency run by Obama holdovers received paychecks on Friday, despite having no federal money appropriated to do so. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Caller. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Chemical Safety Board. CSB, if you will. Chemical Safety Board, right? They received an email Friday morning explaining that they had all received paychecks deposited into their bank accounts, quote, by mistake. CSB officials are working with what's called the Interior Business Center, or the IBC. That's a, quote, federal shared services provider that handles payroll for dozens of government agencies. Well, they want to correct the mistake, they claim. So what do you say to that, huh? Well, there's several headline twists that I want to talk about here first. Number one, if you don't have any money appropriated, how do you pay? Let me say that again. They say they paid them despite not having money during shutdown. Well, at least when I check my bank account, folks, if I don't have money for something, I don't pay for it. It'll bounce. Oh, well, Sam, don't you know there's a big ripping slush fund just in case that kind of stuff happens to where they can handle. Okay, well, I don't like that money in those slush funds. You know, in inventory, in business, we have just-in-time inventory. You ever heard that term? Okay, we need just-in-time cash for these bureaucrats. They're running amok. This mistake should have never happened. But how they fund things when they claim they don't have any money or no money was appropriated, I don't know why money's in the kitty then. Well, Sam, it's holdover money from before. Well, again, where are all these slush funds coming from? This is the problem in government. But the next question I have about this headline, in addition to the problem is you're paying staff despite the fact that you don't have any money. How does that happen? But then expecting the employees to not use the money in their bank accounts when they've got bills to pay? Well, this brings up a broader question. How come government can fund Congress still? They get their paychecks, but the other workers don't. How can these workers be forced to work without a paycheck? A, you're mandated to come to work or you're going to lose your job, but you're going to get paid after the government closure is solved and the government reopens. You'll get paid in full, they claim. Well, listen, can't Congress pass a single item, one issue at a time, less than a page bill, and say we are going to write paychecks to these workers that are suffering? Even when I think there are unconstitutional programs here, I believe we have a promise to these workers and they need to be paid. And for Congress not to pay their bills because of a government shutdown needs to stop. Donald Trump, Mike Pence is what, the leader of the Senate? Is that how it works? He's the tiebreaker of the Senate. The president and the leader of the House and the Senate, we need to literally have them go on record on the mainstream press and say, we have a single bill here. It is to pay the workers while the government shutdown happens. Why don't they do that? Well, Sam, that's not possible. Yes, it is. They're paying themselves. How is it not possible to pay the workers when you pay yourselves? You say, well, Sam, it's not possible. Well, then how did the money slip out and pay these other workers then? See, you're not making any sense, folks. This shutdown is only about a quarter of the government in the first place. Three quarters is still running, right? Furthermore, they're literally picking and choosing and making the people suffer in an effort to make this a gargantuan problem when it ought not be. We need to pay these workers legitimately. Now, if we say their job's not legitimate because it's unconstitutional, we can talk about that. But in the meantime, we have promises to these people and we need to pay them now. But who's talking about this stuff but me, huh? Is there anybody? I don't see anywhere where it says government can just simply not pay its bills because it chooses to. Right? And so I'm mad at the federal government on this. I'm mad at the House and the Senate and the Congress over this. I'm not mad at the president. The president has every right to say, I will not sign a bill until you guys give me the funding for national security that I'm demanding. You could say, well, the House already passed a bill giving Donald the funding. It's the Senate that's stuck on stupid. It's the Senate that won't submit to the will of the people. And now Donald's getting a better approval rating all the time, and the Democrats are starting to freak out. Well, all I know is this. There is a way to pay those federal workers, and we need to do that yesterday. Despite the political shenanigans, despite the showdown between Donald and Nancy, or whoever you want to claim that it is, the fact is, we need to pay these workers, and we need to do it yesterday. We owe them. We have an obligation to them. Just like we have an obligation to the elderly and Social Security. Now, I'm not a fan of any of these socialist programs. Okay, I believe that the Social Security system is one of the biggest Ponzi schemes this country's ever known. Nevertheless, Ponzi scheme or not, the fact is we have promises to people and their livelihoods and stability and their ability to feed themselves and pay their bills depends on it. I personally think we have an obligation to fund the proper limit of government. And I believe we even have an obligation to fund, in many cases, illegitimate government, at least for the time being. In other words, if we're going to stop these government programs, we need to stop them not immediately. In other words, you don't just crash the plane. We need to slowly bring down these programs. So Social Security, I would not chop it off tomorrow, even if I had the authority. We've made too many promises to too many people. But I would gracefully over time extract ourselves from the program. But absolutely, you bet I would. I wouldn't all of a sudden move to honest money. One day just wake up and you got gold and silver. It would destroy the economy. I would open it up to honest money competing with dishonest money and eventually slowly but surely drive the dishonest money out of the system. It might take 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years to get it done. That's okay. As long as we're on the right track and removing dishonesty and returning to the principles that made America great, it would be okay. But who's bringing this up but me? Who's bringing up that these Obama agency holdovers paid staff despite the fact they didn't even have the money? It was an accident. Why don't we accidentally pay everybody? Why don't we get Congress and demand they pay these workers immediately? If we can keep 75% of the government open and say it's essential services, it's essential when somebody works, they get paid, folks. I'm telling you right now. Now, let's really back up, though, and talk about constitutional principles and fund that which is constitutional and extract ourselves from that which is not constitutional. We need to do that right away. But the last part of this story that I find so fascinating is this. Headline says, agency run by Obama holdovers. Now, Donald, hey, President Trump, you listening, buddy? Why the heck do you have a whole agency ran by Obama holdovers in the first place? Yeah, I don't understand why we would ever have an agency ran by a whole group of Obamaites 2+ years later. All right, not quite 2+ years. I guess it'll be, what, a couple of days till he's in office? 2 years. So almost 2 years later, why do we have a whole group, a whole agency? The headline says, agency ran by Obama holdovers. Why do we even have that, President Trump? Look, there's a lot of good Americans, constitutionalists, conservatives, Republicans, whatever words you want to use for many of us, that are raring to go, that are willing to serve. And I don't know why you have a whole agency of Obama holdovers. How many Obama holdover agencies do we still have in the swamp, folks? Is that worth asking? What on earth is going on here, ladies and gentlemen? All right, quick pause. This is Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Who thinks and asks questions like we do, huh? Common Sense Radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999. Or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that Donald Trump received a belt buckle from a rancher? Texas rancher gives Donald Trump his belt buckle during border security event. I find that great news. So when you are told by the mainstream press that all the ranchers disagree with Donald, Donald says there's a crisis, ranchers say no, there's not, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The mainstream press is dishonest with you, folks. I'm telling you right now. Okay? The truth is, a lot of these ranchers love the Donald. Right? It's important to understand. I'm firing up a bunch of tweets on Twitter. I was firing up Twitter on the break, tweeting a bunch of cool things. That's one of them. So why do we have this agency ran by Obama holdovers, I want to know? I don't know. It's out of control. Why do we have these folks there in the first place, Donald? How many swamps have you still got Obama holdovers running? Or how many agencies in the swamp, whatever term you want to use. All right, ladies and gentlemen, moving to another interesting story. Flashback. Democrats and the GOP both build tall fences to keep protesters out of their 2016 conventions. The Democratic National Committee embraced the idea of border protection in 2016, as long as that border was around their buildings housing the convention in Philadelphia. Yeah, President Hopeful, or presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, protesters who were against her were met with tall fencing around the perimeter of the, quote, Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia during the July 2016 conventions. Now, hey, man, I went to the Republican convention, not the Democratic convention. I should have went to both of them. Part of the problem is we ran out of money. You know, I mean, we just don't have money for the travel and the coverage that we really need. I mean, I wish we could find some angel investors because we have so much good we could do. But, man, I got a day job. And anytime, any day I take off, not only am I not making money, I'm losing money. But then I got to, you know, fund the travel and everything else. Man, to go to Washington, D.C. to cover that whole event probably cost us $6,000 or $7,000. You say, why so much? Guys, you got to get a place where you can broadcast from. You got to have equipment with you. You can't get the cheapest flights with no luggage or anything, no baggage. You got to take equipment with you to set up. You got to have several people go to provide the coverage that you need. You can't just do it alone. Anyway, you got entrance fees for things. You got Uber fees to travel. I mean, it's a nightmare at the conventions. I mean, it's really neat in many ways. When I mean it's a nightmare, I just mean it's crowded. It's, whoa, it takes a long time. Anyway, hotels are expensive. It's very difficult stuff. It's very hard to even find space to be at these events, right? Anyway, we went to the Republican National Convention. So the mainstream press writes that Democrats, they say Democrats build tall fences and they believe in walls. Is kind of the whole point of the article. Now, that's the Republicans, you know, criticizing the Democrats. But look, the Republicans are as guilty of not building the wall as the Democrats. Remember, the Republicans had control of the House and the Senate and the White House, and the Senate wouldn't bring it up. The House voted yes. It went through the House. Donald said, I'm ready to sign, and the Senate is the one that let the time run out. The Republican, last year, controlled Senate. By the way, it's a Republican-controlled Senate again. If the Republicans want to, they could, what, bring up the House bill from last year and sign it? It could. You would say, well, Sam, it's not valid. I understand. It expired. I also understand that the Senate could sign it and then challenge the House. The Senate could sign it and the President could sign it and they could say this whole shutdown is the House. It's the liberal House. The fact is the Senate ran out of time and the House, shame on them. Okay, but see, we're not really playing hardball here, are we? Are we? This is just political shenanigans for political theater. We're not really doubling down and getting this done. Are we? See, I don't think so. Anyway, so I changed the headline to say flashbacks, Dems and GOP both build tall fences to keep protesters out of their 2016 conventions. I'm the one that kind of changed that headline. Why did I change that headline? Because, folks, I was at the Republican National Convention. And I'm telling you right now, there were border fences, there were walls, there were cement barriers, there were barricades, there were cops everywhere controlling traffic. It was a grid system of lockdown proportions like you've never seen before. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not being critical here. I spoke with many of the police officers at the Republican National Convention in 16. Cleveland, Ohio. I was there. And I'm trying to think how to portray this. I really had appreciation for the security they put in place. It was very, very locked down and controlled. I'm telling you right now, you didn't go anywhere they didn't want you to go. And you followed the system. And they had checkpoints for security that were very, very rigorous. And they had layers and layers and layers of security, meaning that you would go and then there'd be, oh, you can only go one way down this street. And then there'd be, oh, there's only two entrances to go to this whole next level to the interior of this. And then, oh, you've got to walk down here and go to here and go through here. And they had it very, very controlled with multiple I wouldn't say checkpoints because most of them weren't manned, meaning there were people around, but they weren't locked down. But they could have locked them down if they needed to. Does that make sense? They were pass-through areas, but they were choke points that could have been used if things got out of hand. And these choke points would have been used not only to block people out, but to put people into segments or into sectors, so to speak. So point A to point B could be locked down on both ends, and now you've got a group of people stuck in there. Point B to C, C to D, D to E, E to F. And these, each of these were segmented off in a way they weren't used because they didn't need to. They did such a good job. But they could have been used should things have got way out of hand. Anyway, bottom line is that the security was there was tremendous. And I talked to a bunch of the police officers there. They were super nice. They were very vigilant, very intense, very on their job. But they weren't heavy-handed. I didn't see a single cop that was offensive. I mean, they were just nice and have a good day, sir, and thank you and please. And everybody was respectful. It was a tremendous, tremendous display of how to do security right, in my opinion. And we praised it at the time, and I'm going to praise it now. But they had all kinds of barriers and all kinds of walls and all kinds of checkpoints and all kinds of stop here and do this. And do you have a ticket? And are you approved? And what does your pass allow you to do? And where does it allow you to go? And it was very, very, very well done. Well, I bring this up because the Democrats had no problem with it when it was to stop the protesters or when it was for their convention. The Republicans had no problem with that kind of a security layered system with their convention. Neither group had a problem at all. In fact, guys that were very conservative like myself were praising it. You would say, well, Sam, don't you believe in freedom of movement? Yeah, I do. But I also believe in national security. And I believe there is a check and balance. And I don't believe that we should allow protesters to get super close to the building so somebody can blow it up. No, I don't. And I don't believe that we should have a completely hands-off approach. But I think this is a great example of how we could do the border wall. You could have multi-layered checkpoints. And you could use these checkpoints to create this control grid to make sure that the border does not leak like a sieve. And if the mainstream Democrats want to claim, well, most of the drugs come through the checkpoints that are legal, that's right. That's true. No doubt about it. So let's have multi-layers there and make sure that does not happen. There is a way to lock it down. There is a way to not be racist, to not abuse people, but yes, to have an appropriate national security system. And I would point to the tremendous job done at the Republican end. I don't know about the Democrat because I wasn't there, but I assume it was very similar. The Democratic National Conventions, flashback Dems and Republicans both build tall fences to keep protesters out of their 2016 conventions. I was there. It was done very skillfully, very effectively, and I submit very appropriately. Right? I mean, I'm telling you right now, it was very good. And so it's a flashback by the Republicans to point the finger at the Democrats. But I'm not into this. Republican, Democrat, and I don't know what you call it. I'm not into this battle of Republicans and Democrats. I am much more interested, my fellow Americans, in calling a spade, and the swamp is who does not want to protect the border. Conservatives and liberals alike, on both sides of the aisle, if you will, who are not part of the swamp, do want to protect the border. And I do believe we have a national emergency on the border. And I do believe we can look at the 2016 conventions for appropriate national security. Quick pause. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie. Lie, lie, and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have to. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, back with you live. I'm Sam Bushman, hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use 6 days a week on your radio, libertyroundtable.com. If you believe we provide value, reciprocate and donate today, would you please? libertynewsradio.com as well for nationally syndicated talk shows, including Liberty Roundtable Live. So I don't know why an agency ran by Obama holdovers got paid accidentally. I want to know why they're all not getting paid. Why are we playing games with this? How does Congress get paid but the other folks don't get paid that worked for government, huh? It's all political theater shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen, to maximize the pain for the people and reward bureaucrats and politicians. The swamp is deep, to say the least. And Donald just struggling to drain the swamp. Sad to say, but true. Our prayers are with Donald Trump that he can drain the swamp, but I just don't see it. Flashback, Democrats and GOP both build massive walls and incredible security systems for their conventions. Back in 16, I attended one of them, and it was a sight to behold. It was actually well run. Why don't they do that on the border wall, huh? Huh? Why don't we have candid people talk about that? Why don't we control the air and control the ground and create a multi-layer, multi-tiered system for defense on the border? We don't need just a pretty wall or a concrete wall or a wall with slats that can be cut with a saw. We need a multi-layered security solution like they had at the conventions I was there. I went through it, and I'm telling you, it was incredibly well done. I was at the Republican convention. I did not go to the Democrat convention, but I assume it was very similarly ran. Anyway, Donald Trump calls situation at Mexico border an invasion after his trip to Texas, and he's right. He's absolutely right. And I'm telling you right now, Donald's going to win this war, but the question is, how much will we really get built? How much border security will we really have? And at the end of the day, I don't think much. If Donald's not careful, he'll be out in 2020. He won't be able to do much good, or even if he lasts till 2024, if he doesn't get impeached or whatever else, I'm telling you right now that he won't get much done. We've got a system that's absolutely paralyzed. Why? Because the swamp's too deep and Donald failed to drain it. That's why. But I agree with Donald Trump. The situation at the border is an invasion. And whether you call it an invasion, I would call it a crisis. And when there's a crisis, I would say action needs to be taken. And if Congress is stuck on stupid because the Senate wouldn't pass what the House gave them when the Republicans had complete control, and now the House won't give to the Senate what they, whatever, Donald can act by declaring a national emergency. But Donald has backed off that. Donald, you need to double down on that, not back off that, my friend. Anyway, I agree with Donald Trump on this. Now, they say that the shutdown hits farmers already facing tough times. Rick Barrett writes the piece. And I guess it's from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel first, and then USA Today brings the piece up. So a lot of people reporting on this thing. But they say the federal government shutdown could wreak havoc on U.S. farmers and U.S. agriculture and the real economy as farmers wait on subsidy payments. Yeah. Loans and data they need now to make plans for the spring. Farmers say the time could hardly be worse as they've already been hit with falling commodity prices and the loss of foreign markets due to the trade wars, right? Wow. President Donald Trump's trade war is to blame, they claim. As a result of the shutdown, applications are now on hold for a $12 billion emergency aid package that Trump and the Department of Agriculture announced for farmers hurt by, quote, retaliatory tariffs from China and other nations. Now, a January 15th deadline for that program may have to be extended, they say. They had one round of payments already processed back in November, and they say that a second round made it through Congress before thousands of USDA employees were furloughed, right? But now farmers are waiting on that second payment because they need to start buying their seed, fertilizer, chemicals, etc. for 2019, said Michael Slattery. He's a grain farmer and an economist for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. They say the earlier you buy the seed in the year, the bigger discount you get. So USDA Farm Service Agency offices. Anyway, they go on to this big old long explanation of this, folks. But I'm telling you that this is just a fiasco. I understand that farmers are waiting on this, and I understand they're paralyzed. But it's like the Indian reservations I've talked about, and it's also like these federal workers. They're playing games with us, folks, because they could fund these things. Now you say, Sam, are you for the funding of these farmers? No, I'm not. But the government sets prices for products, making it impossible for the farmer to succeed. Okay, so although I'm critical of these farmers for being on the dole, and I'm critical of the farm programs that put these people on the dole, I get it. Look, we need to pay these farmers yesterday. You would say, well, Sam, you don't believe in it. I know, but I also don't believe in crashing the plane. You got to fund these farmers now, and then you got to work your way or dig your way out of this fiasco with this socialism system we've set up. Over time, you can't do it immediately. Too many people will suffer. You know, I mean, if you shut off the limited number of farmers we've created in America, most folks should go back to an agriculture life in the first place. But if you shut down the very few farmers we have in America today, the massive farmers, all you're going to do is make it to where we starve later. Okay, there's too many people dependent right now. And so you've got to work within the system to solve the system's problems. And right now, you got to give these farmers the cash. You already promised it to them. They've been depending on it for years. You've literally controlled their markets and manipulated the outcomes for farmers. Instead of getting on their knees and praying for an open market with success, praying for crops to succeed, you got farmers literally looking at the government dole for their answers. And we've been doing it for so long, I don't see that we can work our way out of it in a day, a week, a month. It's going to take several years to right this wrong. In the meantime, shutdown hits farmers. You got to solve it. Anyway, our prayers are with the farmers. I think, again, it's another casualty of incompetent people on one hand and criminalistic people on the other hand mixed together in this thing where they don't even understand what the proper role of government is. Look, we need to work our way out of all unconstitutional government and eventually shut it down. We need to approve the constitutional pieces immediately. I demand they do it right now. And I also am convinced Donald needs to declare national emergency on the border and create a tiered, layered systems just like they did back in the day at the conventions. All right, FBI investigated if Trump worked for the Russians. Did you know that? When Donald fired James Comey, the FBI literally started looking into Donald Trump and said, hey, man, is he working for the Russians? Now, here's what's fascinating. Then they had Robert Mueller and crew take over. And now they say they don't know if the FBI's investigation on Donald is continuing through Mueller or what's happening. But here's my point. If they investigated Donald Trump, if Trump worked for the Russians, they need to file their report and make it public to the people so we can know the truth. And if their investigation did not get complete, then they need to complete it. But what I don't like is that they investigated Donald and we didn't even hear about it. And now they're not going to give us a report, so we don't know. But we're going to report that the FBI investigated President Trump if he worked for the Russians. putting that in the minds of people that he did, even though we don't even know and we don't have the report? At some point, I don't accept this. You can't just keep reporting on this, that, oh, we're investigating. It creates this shroud over the president as if he's guilty of something by this long-term kind of siege that we got going on here. But yet, look, if the FBI found out that he was working for the Russians, Donald Trump would already be arrested, folks. Something's rotten in Denmark, as they say. This cannot go on. We got to stop this. Right? All right, UtahEagleForum.org. The Utah Eagle Forum is having their big convention today. We're going to have a guy report on it, but he's got a little bit of a glitch, so he can't do it. Sad to say. Nevertheless, the Eagle Forum of Utah doing a great job. UtahEagleForum.org is the website to see what they're doing. I had hoped we would have more of a live update on this. I just can't be everywhere at the same time, right? But anyway, you got the annual convention going on today. The annual convention of the Utah Eagle Forum. UtahEagleForum.org to see the speakers, to sign up, to attend, and more. I pray you will. Because I'm telling you, they do some great, great stuff. I'm really pleased at the work of the Eagle Forum over the years. That and the John Birch Society have both done just a tremendous job. They don't get the kudos or the fair shake that they ought to. I commend both groups, and they're doing really great. And I pray for them and hope for them and wish for them, that, you know, because they're really tremendous. Now, Donald Trump Jr. slams Acosta. Donald Trump just hit record approval rating. The Democrats are freaking out on this. What goes on with all this, folks? How come you don't hear about this news that I bring to the table? It's baffling. Is the mainstream press telling you that Donald Trump just hit a milestone? Believe it or not, people think Donald's frustrating to some degree. But they say the war has begun. Please help elect Donald Trump. But I'm just telling you that Donald Trump just hit a record approval rating. Are you aware of this? The Democrats are freaking out over this. I'm not Republican or Democrat. But I'll tell you, I know why Donald's hitting another approval rating. I understand why Donald's done it. You know why? Because people realize intuitively that the wall is about stopping illegal activity. We're talking about drugs and criminals and murderers and rapists and potential terrorists. Okay? The American people get it no matter what the government swamp monsters and no matter what the media says. They get it. We get it. We understand. And Donald Trump was primarily elected on building the wall and stopping criminal activity in government. He hasn't done enough of it, but he's done enough of it to give us hope and enough of us to say, you know what? Even though he hasn't got as much done as we had hoped, he's done better than anybody else has. The people get that. The Congress, the anti-Trumpers, the never-Trumpers, the folks that have Trump derangement syndrome just don't understand. And they probably never will, huh? They probably never will get it. Right? But Trump just hit record approval rating. No president has ever done this. They say Democrats are freaking out. Democrats are in panic. I can see why. Right? I can see why. Ladies and gentlemen, stand for the supreme law of the land, will you please? Get involved in the system, will you please? We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. We just need everybody to get involved. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. If you find our efforts valuable, donate today. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.